Welcome back to the Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, you could always get the podcast at Google, Apple, Spotify, whatever your preferred podcast platform is. Remember, while you're there, to rate, subscribe, and share, so that way you and your friends never miss a minute of the show. My friends, when I saw this thing advertised, when I saw the announcement of it, I got so excited. Not only did I already plan to go to it, but I convinced my wife that we're actually going to this thing for our anniversary. And what I'm talking about is Washington's first alpine coaster at the Leavenworth Adventure Park. Joining us now to discuss is the general manager, John Sutherland. John, how you doing today?
I'm doing so great, Ari. Thanks very much for having me.
So I assume that most people, as soon as they saw this announcement that there's an alpine coaster in Leavenworth, said, hey, take my money. I'm just going to throw it at you. Just throw money everywhere, right?
I kind of wish that was the case. I wouldn't say that was universal, but, you know, it's been I've been super happy over here, and we're up and running, and everybody's loving it.
Okay, so now how does one build an alpine coaster? Does some outside company come in and assemble this thing for you, get bids on it? How does that, like some guy who's a handyman does it? How does that work?
Lots of handymen, yeah. And women. So it's our coaster is created by a company named Wiegand. They actually created this technology 2 or 3 decades ago, I'd say. And it's a German company, ironically enough, in Leavenworth. And so they send engineers out. We walk the hill. They design the layout. And then the entire product is actually manufactured in Germany, and then we're shipped over here.
So it's like the whole town, because Leavenworth is a themed Bavarian town. So just like everything else, it came right out of Germany. Amazing.
It really did, yeah. And in fact, small parks, little adventure parks like this are all over Bavaria.
That's awesome. So tell me about the ride itself. How long is it? Is it like a scenic thing where you're there for like half an hour, or is it like 60 seconds and you're done?
No, somewhere between. you know, the amazing thing about these alpine coasters is, you know, you control your own speed. And so they're individual sleds. You can fit 1 or 2 people. And you create your own experience, really. You can kind of go as slow as you want and create a scenic experience. And our views, by the way, are amazing, looking up Tumwater Canyon. It's the only place in town you can get a 360-degree view of the valley, Icicle Ridge, the Wenatchee River, all of it. It's gorgeous. And or you can, you know, pull on and go as fast as you can. So it's that's what's really amazing about this particular attraction.
Now, when you say fast as you can, I'm thinking the Alpine slide at Action Park back on the East Coast in New Jersey. I don't know if you know about that death trap.
I know exactly what you're talking about, actually. I have been there.
So you have the scars that I do, the same ones from your skin peeling off. I assume your ride's not like that, right?
This is not like that at all. So this, in a sense, it is like a roller coaster in that, you know, how actual roller coasters are really, you know, solidly attached to the track, and they're not going anywhere. And this is the same technology as that.
Awesome. So tell us what else is at the Leavenworth Adventure Park, because I got to tell you, I've been going to Leavenworth for years. It's one of my favorite places to vacation in Washington. When I showed my kids this, they're like, Dad, how'd you not know this place existed? So tell us what else is there.
So some things we're really proud of. We've got a bungee trampoline where we're operating 2 right now, but we've got 4 trampolines where people can jump up to 20 feet high. We've got this really mining sluice activity, which is very cool. You can, you know, pan for 15 to 20 gemstones. Then you can find out what they are and find out what part of the world they're actually from. They're super cool. And one of the things I'm really proudest of, Ari, is our climbing wall. We had a custom climbing wall built, and by a local artist, it was sculpted. And we've got, and the woman that sculpted it is an elite climber and an artist, and just did this stunningly beautiful job. It looks like the native rock with 4 different auto belay routes, and it's just very cool. So, lots of little activities. We've got more to come in the future, but that's where we are right now.
It sounds amazing, though. My brother is a little scarred for life from one of those panning exhibits because we went to the one in Chicago, and I got the real gold, and he ended up with the fool's gold. So I still have mine on a shelf somewhere, and his melted, so we know how that goes. Why don't you give us the...
a bad thing, man.
why don't you give us the website for people who heard this interview and want to come join me at the Leavenworth Adventure Park, especially for the Alpine Coaster?
That'd be so fun. It's simply leavenworthadventurepark.com.
Awesome. John Sutherland, General Manager for the Leavenworth Adventure Park. My friends, I am so excited to go check out Washington's first Alpine coaster there. I'll be there one of the first weekends in July. Yeah, maybe even see me there when you're there. Really appreciate you joining us today, John.
All right, thank you so much. I hope everyone and you have a fantastic weekend.